Jack took a moment, not so much to collect his thoughts as to gather his impression of Lindsay Hart. She was a few years younger than he was, he guessed, articulate and composed. Her business suit was charcoal gray, a conservative step beyond the traditional black of mourning, though she allowed herself a little color in the silk blouse and scarf. She was pretty, probably even more attractive than what presently met the eye, as Jack suspected that in her grief she'd lost a little too much weight and paid not enough attention to her appearance. He said, "I know this is painful for you, but has anyone considered the possibility that your husband's wound was self-inflicted?"
"Oscar didn't commit suicide. He had too much to live for."
"Most people who take their own life do. They just lose perspective."
"His gun was found with the safety on. Not very likely that he shot himself in the head and then put on the safety."
"Can't argue with that. Though it also strikes me as curious that someone would shoot your husband and then take the time to put on the safety."
"There are many curious things about my husband's death. That's why I need you."
"Fair enough. Let's get back to what you were doing the day of his death. What time did you leave the house?"
5:30. Same as every day. I work at the hospital. My shift begins at 6.
"I assume you're having trouble convincing people that he was alive when you left."
"The medical examiner put the time of death sometime before 5.
"You've seen the autopsy?" asked Jack.
"Yes, just recently."
"How long ago was your husband killed?"
10 weeks yesterday.
"Have you spoken to the police?"
"Of course. I wanted to do everything possible to help catch the killer, until it started to become clear that I was a suspect. That's when I decided I needed a lawyer."
Jack scratched his head and said, "None of this is ringing a bell for me, and I'm usually something of a news hound when it comes to homicides. Was it City of Miami or Miami-Dade homicide you talked to?"
"Neither. It was NCIS agents, Naval Criminal Investigative Services. This all happened at the naval base."
"Which one?"
"Guantanamo."
"Guantanamo, Cuba?"
"Yes. My husband was career military. We've lived there for almost 6 years now, or at least until his death."
"I didn't realize that families even lived there. I thought it was just soldiers keeping an eye on Castro."
"Oh, no. It's a huge living and working community, thousands of people. We have schools, our own newspaper. We even have a McDonald's."